Okay, doing a sound check in 3, 2, and 1. Hi, Alex, you're on the air.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, like you didn't know that.
I could see that. And how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little full from lunch.
Right.
I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good. I hope you'll get over that.
Yes, I'm hoping I will too.
Yes, make room for pizza.
Yes, to make room for pizza.
Okay, so today we are finally getting around to doing a podcast we've been talking about for ages, just going back more to the conspiracy side of things.
Yes.
And looking in particular at songs. So probably from a few different angles, but one of the ones that we've been discussing for quite a while, and it was you who noticed it, you brought it to my attention at one point when you said that you thought that the word dance means sex in songs.
Yes.
And just ever since then, it's just become so obvious and prominent, and everywhere you go, the amount of songs that are about dance or have dance in them, and when you listen to them, you go, oh, they are not talking about dancing. And how stupid do I feel at thinking that when they talked about dancing, that they were talking about dancing.
Right.
And it's just not the case. And then you also get to where there's some really dodgy lyrics about dancing.
Yes.
But yes, so there's a number of dancings where you have, like there's ones like the ones that are like the dancing by myself is Billy Idol, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like, oh.
Dancing.
I see.
Yes, dancing with himself or dancing.
Yes, or dancing himself. Well, yeah, was that, you're right. And there's a song out more recently, which is that something along those lines again, he's never going to dance again, or...
He said it was a
dancing
newer one, like...
Dancing with himself, or dancing...
Dancing, yeah.
Alone, or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There's so many of them. So, yeah, that's obviously that dancing, solo dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, dancing with myself, obviously, yeah, solo dancing. Yeah. Like, yeah, dancing in the street.
But then, yeah, so you go into all the different, and... oh, where's that little list? I mean, I've got it like a short list, but really the idea is that you get interested enough to go research for yourself and see what you see. Mm. But you have things like Dancing Queen, ABBA,
yeah,
which when you listen to the lyrics, come from a different angle, whether she's either a prostitute or just a very young, highly sexed.
Yeah.
But it seems like each band has had to do a song about dance. And this gets like really sort of disturbing because, okay, this is obviously an in thing, I don't say whether it's an in joke or in language or something.
The language of, you mean like in Hollywood?
Yeah, is it an initiation language? Is it a language, if you want to make it to the top, you're going to have to sing about dancing, you're going to have a song about dancing, and... You know, people aren't going to know what you're talking about. They're going to think. Like, you take the George Michael one is quite a good one, that I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no reason. So, I mean, that just leads you along that, oh, he's talking about dancing. You know, the guilty feet suggests dancing, you know? Mm-hmm. Little things that turn you away from noticing that, no, this is not about dancing, this is about sex. And I heard it in a song the other day, a more recent one, where it just became, it's the clearest I've ever heard, that when they said dance, so he's broken up with someone, I can't remember what the song was, but he was saying that he's, I can't remember whether he's dancing on his own and will never dance again, but however it was, it's the first time I really, like, translated it so smoothly that I didn't have to tell myself this is what they're talking about. It was just really clear to me. It's a bit like when I lived in England, it took me a long time to translate dollars into pounds.
Right.
Until it got to the point where I was thinking in pounds.
Right.
And then when I finally came back to New Zealand, I had to translate. I was so used to thinking in pounds, I had to translate pounds back into dollars again. So that time was the first time I'd ever heard someone talking about dancing, or singing about dancing. And it just translated so smoothly into, oh, I know this. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
So it's like, why... Why is that? So I was thinking, okay, maybe, you know, there was a code of conduct and you couldn't talk about sex and songs. But then, no, there's loads of songs when they're directly talking about sex.
Right.
So there isn't a reason to hide it under another word.
Right. Right. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while, doing this sort of podcast for a while. I remember the songs that I would hear the most at work was Whitney Houston. The Whitney Houston song, I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Right.
And she sings it with so much energy and everything.
I Want to Feel the Heat with Somebody. Well, hello. You know, when you start to listen,
yeah,
it's all there.
Yeah, the lyrics, it's all, the dancing, the movement, I won't get into all that later, but there's so many songs. I mean, we can keep naming off a few if you like.
Well, the one I heard the other day, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yep.
Everybody's Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yep, right here.
Feeling warm and right or something. It's such a fine and natural sight. You go, oh, of course. Well, you're not going to be saying these words if you're just talking about dancing. It's just this too much meaning.
Right.
Sort of sliding along underneath. You go, okay, they're not talking about dancing.
Yeah, when you start getting it. I mean, you got Dancing in the Dark with Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen seems to have done a number of songs with the dancing theme in there. So I wonder, because there's a curiosity, is this how you say, hey, I've been initiated or I'm one of you and I'm speaking the language and I
that
know?
Could be.
It's... It's not for the. It seems to me it's not for the regular listener. This dancing,
right.
This code,
right.
Of sex. If it was for us, then we would all know about it. And we go, oh, hey, they're singing about sex. That's cool. If we want to say that's cool, they're just using that coded word.
Mm.
But I mean, maybe some people figured it out. You said long ago that you figured that there was more to it.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. As a teenager, it was be like some of the songs would get me really aroused. And I pay attention and go, what the hell is this? Why am I turned on by this song? And I believe one of the big ones back when I was a teenager was Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf. It was just a song that was just like, okay, why is this getting me excited? And then there were the music, it, like you were just saying, I don't get too detracted here. But I just sort of paid attention and said, okay, why is this exciting me? Why is the music, the beat seems to... Because there's a rhythm to sex. Some people will say, there's a rhythm to sex. The music, it's like the music that they're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Could be activating the lower chakra, the same chakra that would be
activated
for sex, or they know this is going to elicit some sort of a stimulus in the male, or the girls will really like this one, or this will excite the females, or... But getting back to what you were saying, though, about these people initiated, because we did another podcast with a little bit about Hollywood. We were doing the initiates and the high priests and the priestesses and that kind of thing, and how they when they take on, they become a star. They have to take on a new name, which signifies they've been initiated.
Right.
So they may do it a little differently in the in the music industry, but. It seems like those that are in the know do a lot of writing of the lyrics.
Right.
And they have to do their job.
Yeah, I wonder where, like, is it the right, do they say, like, you have to put a lot of cue lines of dancing in here, or do you have to put a, you know, there's really this question of, do the writers know, like, we've wondered too, do they channel, are songs channeled, which that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Right.
If certain songs aren't channeled.
Right.
The thing is that this stuff is so, like you say, so arousing, whether you're sexually aroused or just physically aroused in some way. I mean, we use music to just wake us up and get us going. You know, how many people use music just to get them through the day at work or something like that? You use it,
I know.
So it's powerful stuff.
Yeah, I know some people just leave it on all the time. It's like, oh my God, how can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, because to me, and I don't know about anybody else, but... Do you ever wake up with a song in your head, or do you ever go into a store and you walk out of the store and you get this song stuck in your head?
Mm.
I find it very disturbing. It bothers me because I'll be like, oh, what is this song going round and round in my head? And I've said it to you a few times. Hey, what song do you have stuck in your head?
Yeah.
And you'll say, and it's like the same song. And I'll be like, ah, we must have picked that up in the shop.
Right.
So to me, it's intrusive. And we also... play with the idea that the songs are very strong, and they may be something else.
Right.
Not just a song, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. It's something to be aware of, because music is so powerful, and it does yeah. stimulates so much. And then if you're getting the sexual subliminal, so other words that just today by doing a quick bit of research, so another word that seems to come up and means dance and which means sex is groove.
Get your groove
on. Come up a number, yeah, get into the groove, Madonna. Didn't realize that. Other words tied to it is beat.
Yeah. Yeah, because Elvis Presley had in his 50s song, is you're about to get your groove on.
Right, and yeah, what I say, your mama don't dance and your daddy don't write. It was interesting to read those lyrics, and
yeah.
he's got, there's a code in there.
Yeah, dance coded. And rock and roll.
Yeah dance and yeah. rock and roll, and rock and roll goes, rock and roll, I was just reading, goes back to the 30s, was a, like a...
Sexual reference. Or,
a sexual reference, yeah, to do with from the...
Sexual intercourse. Is what
it, yeah, saying. Supposedly tied back to the Negroes or something, where they used it as a... yeah, back in the, as far as the 30s that they know.
Mm.
And then you've got to wonder, how far does this go back?
Mm.
We were having a discussion just before we sort of started podcasting without not actually being near a computer. We've been podcasting
all day.
And got to wondering, I got to wondering about, like, okay, this kind of music came in after the Second World War. And so wondering about whether you have, really wondering about whether... a new world order started after, just after the Second World War. And one of the ways they brought it in was they brought in this really different type of music.
Right.
And they brought in the rock and roll or the early stuff, which I'm not up to at all. But
yeah,
it was like wondering about Buddy Holly. And right. We were sort of looking at that in Holly and Hollywood, because we were talking about Hollywood earlier on.
Yeah.
And what actually happened, like, so we looked at just now Elvis Presley. You said look at Elvis Presley, and yeah, sure enough, he's got a couple of songs about dance, and they seem to have the code, the dance code in there, which means that dance equals sex, but it's the coded right. dance.
Right.
And you know how much stuff was brought in. Oh, another word. So another word for sex seems to be beat. And that got me wondering, okay, so you have the Beatles, because the Beatles have dance songs about dance as well, and it's all there, like this, wow, all this music that came in after just a massive traumatized world, and after World War II, how much of this stuff was set up and engineered, and it's been going ever since, and, you know, how many code words, how much... subliminal sexual stimulation going on, and we're just totally oblivious to it.
Right.
You know, why hide it?
Right.
That's the thing.
Is it hidden in plain sight?
It's hidden in plain sight. But like I say, I wondered about that when I finally started getting okay and just translating easily. Sex, you know, dance means sex. But then there's no need to hide it, because they've been singing about this stuff. Don't tell me Elvis Presley wasn't singing about this stuff, clearly.
Mm.
So there's no need to hide it.
Right. Okay. Well, then you just made me wonder, because I've tossed this idea at you a few times, that songs might actually be spells.
Right.
Like a spell cast on people. So if it's a spell-like effect... then people will go into this mode where they won't realize it, perhaps.
Right, you are. It's like you were put under a spell. You know, go with a song. You're people who are just entranced, singing away. You go to a concert. What other place? You know, movies are very strong, but how are people moved as much by going to a concert and being sort of mesmerized?
Music. Yeah, yeah.
Mesmerized and singing along, or chanting would be another word, chanting along.
Mm.
There's just something so... And what have you got now? People watch movies so much, but they'll listen to music all the time. There's something in their ears all the time. The music is going constantly.
Right.
So something to really pay attention to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, do your research on the dancing and see. You know, you've got things like... you start to hear some really weird ones. Like Elton John's got a tiny dancer.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of, I think you're dancing with young girls and, you know, things like that. Or there's the different...
Right. Yeah, there's like you were saying, the dancing queen.
She's only 17, you know.
Right. There's so many of them.
There is so many.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing is both the movie. We're going to know what that's actually about.
Right. Yeah. It's just I'm sure Lady Gaga, she's got songs about dancing.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, some of them are quite disturbing when you... Yeah. You get to have such a field day. If you start to listen, and I mean, there's even a Dancing with My Father. I mean, okay, what is that about? Yeah. And there's some... You start to wonder, because these people aren't our friends, you know? The music industry is not your friend. The people who are singing, if they're singing and they're coding their music...
Yeah.
You shouldn't be trusting them, you know. You should be at least keeping this somewhat of a distance. Your 2% doubt. You're just
It makes you want.
One thing that I do, I'm not above it all. I use music to sing along, but one thing I'll do is I'll change when they're singing. If I'm singing along with them, then I'm singing the same words and I'm saying this and I that, and so I'll change the words to you and he and
yeah.
And it's actually surprising how much it reduces the effect.
Yeah, or make it gibberish. I used to make it gibberish.
Yeah, but if I change the words from I can't even think of a song at the moment, and I change it to you or he, the effect of it, it really loses its buzz. I lose the buzz of it. But then I prefer that to being, what am I being caught up in here? What am I being pulled along in? What am I agreeing to?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because one, we had a laugh with last night when we were talking about Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get that one.
You didn't get that. And I said, well, obviously there's a mirror on the ceiling.
Yeah, I didn't get that sex. One at all. I was like, I don't get this one.
It floors you. You go to Google, go to the Google God and type in, you know, songs with the word dance in it, or even go to lyrics, like a lyrics site, like lyrics.net, and do a search. It brings up, it's amazing how many songs have the word dance or dancing.
Yeah, what did you find? What was your total?
Oh, oops. The total was ridiculous. Let me give you just an example. Like if you go to lyrics.net, type in the word dancing.
Yeah.
Do a search. They found 14,021 lyrics in the songs in their database.
Wow.
That have dancing in it. Right. Over 100 albums. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. And you had pointed out last week when you came, you said, you know, there's heaps of songs with the sun, references to the sun.
Yeah, actually, I was just going to bring that up because it crossed over there. You have Sundance. Sundance. You have the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be for nothing. It's, we have masses of solar worship and solar references within songs. It's ad nauseum. It's like, is there any song that doesn't reference the sun? No, there's not many. It's like, you're like, what's that doing in there? You know, is it possible to have a song without... There's not a lot, actually.
No, there's some, but not a lot.
Yeah, it is amazing to think. And there it is again. Oh, and look, there it is again. Oh, like, how did they manage to get them? But they did.
Yeah.
So the solar worship, if you're bringing in the sun symbolism, the sex, the rooster, the sex, the sun, it's there. And I'm really wondering if, since the, like, especially it seems since the 1950s, they've brought in this type of music, these type of songs that are so, they're sexually subliminal. I have a feeling that possibly, like, even in the 30s and 40s, it may have been more known, more clear, more obviously, say, seductive. Right. But almost a feeling like they whitewashed it after World War II and brought it in as something different. Like, hey, no, it's not to do with sex, it's other stuff.
Mm.
But it's still in the music, but it's hidden.
Yeah,
The hidden in plain sight.
Hidden in our face, in plain sight.
Yeah.
You won't understand it if you don't...
And why it's taken this long to catch on? This just seems ridiculous.
Mm.
So that's like quite a good... That's a really good hidden... You know, job, they've hidden it well.
Right. And it's just like you said, there's a lot of different words that almost have the same meaning. Groove, dance, rock and roll.
The rock and roll and the beat. Yeah, the beat. And And then there's going to be more that we haven't even got.
Right.
Because I think we've just been busy taking it at face value. I'm sure there's a few clever people that go, yeah, I always knew that.
Oh, yeah. They used
good
to,
on you.
Yeah, they used to make fun. Every now and then they'd be on the radio, they would, they'd throw like a hint like turning Japanese. They'd be laughing, giggling, going, oh, is that song about masturbation? Or Dancing with Myself.
Like what was Billy that Idol. One that you said you really didn't like, the One Night in Bangkok?
Oh, it's just a rough song. One Night in
makes
Bangkok.
Makes a hard man humble. You start to, if you just look, you see that, if you start and go, okay, the music industry is basically subliminal sex. It is to turn on your lower chakras, something you mentioned earlier, to stimulate that. It's hidden sexual raising of the sex energy, but in a way that you're not aware of it.
Manufactured. Yeah, they're manufacturing it. And if there is some, like, hook, like you were looking up earlier, chorus, the meaning of the word chorus, which I usually tell you, say, oh, just read the chorus, it'll tell you right in there, which is the spell-like quality to me in the song.
Yeah.
But you said chorus meant dancing in a circle.
Yeah, chorus, the word chorus means to dance in a circle. So, I mean, hey, you can't get away from it. You can't get very far. You're hooked back in again. You know, they say with the songs, with the hooks, so that they stay stuck in your head.
In your head, right.
Round and round and round you go.
Yes.
Which is what you dance. You know, you dance the dancing in a circle, the ring of Rosie, and the...
Mm.
And it's all... Yeah, it's
crafted.
It is crafted. Yeah, it's really crafted, and to be aware of that. So, another area that you have gone into, which I found very interesting, you're suggesting that so many songs are odes to Lucifer.
Oh, right, the other kind of song, right.
That, and again, if you go looking and just keep an open mind, it's like, wow, because you say, who are they singing to?
Yeah.
Who are they singing to? And there's a lot of time. Again, you bring in the sun worship and the light worship and the various things. So, wow, I mean, I thought that's a very interesting point of view that you have, that you're hearing so much stuff, whether it's anything reference to wings and flying and, again, the sun and sex and dance. And it's also seductive and...
Yeah.
And, yeah, you ask, who are they singing to?
Right. I was just like, wow. It's like, if I'm listening to the words going, okay, you know, if I was an insane fallen angel.
Right.
And wanted to replace, you'd be a godhead and have everybody worship me. How could I do this? Oh, let's write it. Okay, you're going to sing this song and you're singing it to me.
Right.
And everybody's singing it to me.
Right, right, right.
And I just was just sitting there going, could that be possible?
Mm.
Some of them, I was just sitting at work listening to the radio going, oh my God, this could be a song that was written specifically in homage to this entity or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, that which rules this world or whatever it is, but yeah.
Some of them, not all of them. I don't know about all of them, but
right.
Some of them were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wish I had an example off the top of my head.
It's it's like, if you take this, you really just got to take this stuff and start... allowing it to be there as you listen, because it would be impossible. There's some nights I'll be at work and I'm just song after song after song, and it's like, oh my God, oh, this is, oh my, but you know, you can't, you don't, like jokes, you don't remember them, but they're there, and it's just like, you get to a point where it's okay, I'm having trouble looking at this from any other angle than these ones. I can't just refute this. It's like, again and again and again, there's codes here just coming through again and again and again.
Right.
And there's like, oh, what? Yeah, who are they singing to?
Mm.
These people are not your friends.
Right.
There is hidden lyrics everywhere, that something that means something else.
Right.
And, you know, this stuff is so powerful. You take a drug and it has an effect on you, but this, you only have to listen to it.
Right.
And your feet are tapping and you want to be moving, and... It's thoroughly and totally affecting your body and getting it to do things that you wouldn't be wanting to do, whether it speeds you up, it activates you, it gets you moving, it gets your body moving.
Right, right,
This is powerful stuff.
It is powerful when your body's taking action, because that's basically what brings everything into reality in this world, is through your body.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if they're hooking the brain, and we were talking in the last podcast about neuroscience and and training your brain and how you can use neuroplasticity to pretty much rewire your brain.
Right.
How are they wiring in into your brain if you've got songs going around with these sort of lyrics? What kind of dendrites are they growing?
Right. And I think that one, when you listen to it, so many words are I, and if you're singing along to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My goodness, that's how many times are you saying I this and I want this and I...
Yeah.
What spells are you casting in whose name? And what's that?
I put it in...
Oh, looking for I in the songs?
Like, right. Yeah. The in the lyrics that 714,000 with the letter I.
Right.
But you had pointed out last time, EYE...
Yes, that comes up a lot, too. It means the
same thing as saying I. Yeah. Still comes up 155,000 lyrics.
Well.
Keep your eye, EYE, on me, you know.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, and if you wondered if that's a Lucifer song or something, an ode to, you know, who he's singing to, keep your eye on me.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's almost like if you looked at songs as cryptic, and you're allowed to, you look at lyrics, they're always so weird and gibberishy anyway.
Aren't they? Aren't they? Yeah.
And again, what are you singing to? And at least if you're singing along, maybe change some of the I's to, you know, he, the singer, wants this. I don't want this. He wants this.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it just makes them all the more powerful when you're singing along with them and using, like you said, the mm-hmm. I word or me or...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's incredible stuff. All you have to do is, you know, just do your research, go looking. You'll start to see patterns.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much. This is actually something that you do have to go and do yourself. All you actually need is just a small, like, hint. Hey, this, and this, and off you go. And who knows what you'll find. So you can actually have so much fun with this and come up with stuff that we haven't even thought of. Go as far as you want to go. Don't get lost in it.
Yeah.
You just want to get enough that you're switched on and you're no longer just being driven by this and played. You're no longer being played by this.
Right.
You know, here's a played whole like area.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You played like a fool or played like a... And you, at least you want to... If you're choosing this, then choose... At least choose with your eyes open and your ears open.
Mm. When you're talking about concerts, you know, and here we are, we have lyrics being sung by artists on stage that are spell-like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Matt's work that you've referenced a few times where Matt will say... Or he was alluding to the fact that there's a possibility that concerts are harnessing massive amounts of emotional energy.
Yeah, that's what he says. You know, the singer is just a symbolic, a figurehead to whoever their master is, you know, whoever the symbols that they represent, and usually the symbols behind them on the stage.
Mm.
You know, and everyone is pouring all this emotion onto them. And Matt DeLue says, you know, it's actually going to the symbolism that they represent. You know, someone like Madonna, her symbolism is quite, you know, in her name is Madonna and Mother and everything that she represents. Others, like I was wondering before about the Beatles, when you find that the word beat means sex.
Right.
So, you know, did they rise far and fast? Because actually they're far more symbolic of sex than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I'd never even thought about. We just go, oh, beat, you know, hey, it's got a good beat. Right. And they're just... What has been hidden in these stars, what have they been carrying? What have they been feeding or poisoning with people? And lyrics and music is so powerful.
Right.
We really want to be careful. If you look at this like a drug.
Right.
And people are just taking this drug 24/7.
Mm. I have found, and I don't know if anybody else has, that non-lyriced music... Or something like, oh, sometimes classical will get stuck in my head once in a while, but not very often. But music that doesn't have any sort of lyrics, even if, because we'll listen to relaxing music sometimes, and even that, it only gets stuck in my head for a few minutes and then it's gone. It just kind of disappears. So I'm wondering, like, if the lyrics themselves, the words, the power of the word, could have a lot to do with it, because... I'll use the Indiana Jones theme to cleanse my brain. If I need to get something out of my head,
right.
I'll just put on Indiana Jones for a little bit and...
Right, I guess words have, words have so much meaning for us that makes, you know, perfect sense that it has so much meaning. We can go places, whereas the music can only go so far. But the words, they need so many different ways that we can interpret them, or so much like special meaning to us or whatever. Yeah, so, right. Yeah.
Yeah, because we'll gravitate towards words that we like
yeah.
in songs. So people won't, you know, some people, oh, yuck, that's a love song. Oh, no, I like this one.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is actually going to be a short podcast today because you have your homework to do. You don't need us to give you this. This is something that you really need to be, if you're interested, take the time and find out. And what else, what have we missed? You know, we just touched the surface here.
Yeah.
And do your homework. Leave some comments. Would be great if you come up with stuff and
yeah, you can
free yourself from this spell, or at least have awareness, you know, and share your awareness as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The power of Hollywood. Do the research on, actually on the history of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Do go digging.
A lot of the stuff that Hollywood meshes up with the music as well, and
yeah, because it does. It stems from the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that podcast with Saturday Night Live with the Satters and the Minehead and things like that. It wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me at all either. Okay, thank you, Michael. Sorry, this is a short one today. But I'm always grateful for you and for your brilliant insights, and you were the one who saw this. And thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on again.
As always, and we should be back soon as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah, all so right. Go do your homework.
And don't get caught up in too much music.
Right. All right.
See ya.
Okay, see ya. Bye.